Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
And now another story. For millions of people around the country, sports serve as a welcome distraction from the news and the troubles of the day. But the coronavirus outbreak has brought the sports world to a standstill, with all North American leagues either suspending or canceling their seasons. We spoke with longtime Boston Globe sports columnist Bob Ryan on what this could mean long-term for the Boston sports scene. We started by asking, as a sports journalist and fan, how he's navigating this sportsless world right now.
I have watched some of the available classic things that have been on all the different networks, both local and national. The local sports channels have been showing highlight games. That'll only go so far. That's fine. I've seen some of those. But it would be the beginning of baseball, of course. I covered my share of opening days in person. So that's true. And, of course, we're creeping up on what wouldn't have been the playoffs in basketball and hockey. So there's going to be different milestones that are going to bring it home to people as this thing goes farther on.
Wars and labor disputes have cut sports seasons short in the past. Baseball playoffs were lost to the labor strike in 1994. The World Wars I and II led to several leagues being suspended or left with replacement players, while the frontline athletes went off to the front lines and went to war. But it hasn't all stopped this suddenly, all at once. How does this moment compare to those in the past?
There is no comparison. The Olympics have been canceled three times previously, World War I in 1916 and 1940 and 44. But domestically, baseball never stopped playing. 1918, they cut the season short due to the Spanish flu epidemic, had the season end by Labor Day, and had a World Series conducted all in September. We never stopped cold turkey. Even, you know, JFK assassination, they played football. 9/11, there was a brief cessation weekend, but then baseball resumed shortly thereafter. We've always soldiered on. We can't soldier on this time.
How about the money here? How about the revenue that sports organizations are losing while sports are suspended? Do you think that might affect the way teams spend money in the future?
That's a good question. We've had strikes and work stoppages, but this is if seasons are entirely wiped out, we're going to see how the TV contracts are structured. But let me just say one thing about this whole topic. The people I really feel badly for, the young athletes, the high school seniors, the college seniors whose careers in spring sports may be eliminated, period. This is tough times for them. There's so many tentacles to this.
Do you think it's possible that some pro sports teams that may have been financially struggling will not survive this, go out of business?
Well, I'll tell you what's really in jeopardy, Bob, and it's a subject near and dear to my heart. Minor league baseball was already under attack, including the likes of our Lowell Spinners. I think they're going to be an almost inevitable casualty, that those people who wanted to restructure and change the whole nature of how baseball goes about developing its players through the minor leagues, that will probably be an obvious victim of all this. So I'm very saddened by that. My first book, Bob, was about minor league baseball back in 1972, and I will mourn the passing of minor league baseball as we knew it.
Bob Ryan, veteran sports columnist for the Boston Globe, thank you very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
So long, Bob. It's always a pleasure.